Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Inspired Life Mortgage and Inspired Life Chiropractic. You like that? There we go. This electronic message, including any accompanying documents. Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to read that. Wait.
Sorry.
Yeah, I am Pastor John McClain, not here with Andreas Ruiz today. He's out there saving the world, teaching kids that they have, that need to believe in themselves and what they're capable of. So we will give him a pass today. You only get me, but I will bring twice the energy, so it will be worth it. We will be, as always, highlighting the good in the community. Today, the good particularly we're going to be highlighting is who they call around the streets as the inspireds within Inspired Life Chiropractic to start off the little show, and then for the second half of the show we'll be talking with Mr. John Spur with Inspired Life Mortgage. But before I do anything, this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give thanks and grace and put first a very loving Father that's made possible for me to be here, to be able to spread the good and talk about the good in the community, to allow me to have an amazing wife and children and friends and family to support me in my life, and the same for our guests. They're, you know, some amazing friends and part of that support system for me. I hope I can be that same for them. And I'll just start with the prayer. Thank you, Lord, so much for being here, for guiding us, for loving us, for teaching us how to love each other through your love for us, for continuously holding us accountable by teaching us how to hold ourselves accountable, whether that be financially, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. Thank you for being there for us, allowing us to be the model for our children, for the other people in the community that need a model to keep inspired, if you will, to fulfill your will. In your son's name we pray, amen. See that little tie-in with the prayer
I did it, Lord.
So without further ado, I will introduce two of some of my favorite people on the whole entire planet. Definitely a kind of a model couple that my wife and I look to and trying to emulate in some capacity, and not every way, because my wife doesn't want to get into chiropractic and I don't want to get into mortgage, but certainly, you know, a really close couple. They certainly, you know, in a lot of ways, as much as any couple that I know, they share one mind. I think that's safe to say, and they operate in closeness. And I'd like to say the better half of that too, Dr. Rachel, will put her in the hot seat first with Inspire Life Chiropractic. And thank you, Dr. Rachel, for joining us once again on the Common Good Radio Show.
You're putting me in the hot spot for being the better half.
You are the better half. You are the better half.
More importantly, I need to know how to inspire you to get a dog.
Get a dog?
You said I have a beautiful wife and home and life and
missing a dog?
We're going to get a dog.
Well, we're thinking a turtle and a lizard. Is that good?
Not enough.
We have a baby coming, so that's certainly going to take a good amount of that time and energy in the interim.
Touche.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you know me. I take your advice. So if you, just like you with the wallet.
Don't sit on that wallet, guys.
Yeah, exactly. With kind of just readjusting my life as a whole, I'm still one step away from going and seeing you regularly, which I'm sure is probably right around the corner. So if you tell me I need to get a dog, I'm gonna look into that. So, yeah, be careful with the advice that you give me.
Dog chiropractic care.
Yeah. Speaking of our Inspired Life Chiropractic, you know, what's the newest and greatest with it? It seems like definitely every time I have you on the show, something's going on, you know, something's kind of moving and shaking, and it's like, it's always kind of cool stuff. Like you have new projects that are manifesting, and it seems, at least from talking to John before the show, seems like things are getting settled and amazing things are kind of transpiring under the umbrella of Inspired Life Chiropractic.
I would agree with that. I'd also blame John that it's never slow going. We're always doing some sort of project. People are like, what are you doing now? I'm like, yep. It's a blessing and curse all in one, uh-huh, that we do all these things. Well, you know, still doing stuff in our new location. We've added our massage therapy. We've hired another massage therapist. So we're always working on growing to provide more for our community. Our acupuncture services are going really well. We welcome everyone to come in and try acupuncture if they haven't done that before.
Okay.
We continue our soft wave stem cell therapy. But the newest, greatest, most exciting thing, and it's not up and running yet, but within the next month, so I wanted to talk about it today, is the Hawkett machine.
Okay.
What is the Hawkett?
What is the Hawkett?
It is hyperthermic ozone carbonic acid transdermal therapy.
Oh, that's easy to say.
So we just call it the Hawkett. Overall, like, it's a bobsled looking pod that you sit in with your head out of it. It's 30 minute sessions and it does a whole bunch of stuff. I'm going to touch on a couple of these things, but
okay.
John wants to paint it. What are the cool runnings colors?
Yeah. I want to make it look like they're Jamaican bobsled. Okay. And then while they're sitting in it, Jamaican. You can play cool runnings.
Yeah. It makes perfect sense to me. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's a John thing, I guess.
So this is a steam sauna. Like I said, multiple things. It starts with carbonic acid made from carbon dioxide with a steam, and that heats up the body and increases the circulation to the skin, getting you ready for your ozone infusion, which is then put into the body and absorbed through the skin. Adds in some infrared light therapy, which also increases blood flow and circulation. The light photons work to break up any painful inflammation that's occurring in the body, accelerate that healing, and give any pain relief to people. Some of the important things that it's doing for the body as a whole, increasing that circulation, stimulating antioxidant production. It helps to increase nutrients in the body, improving skin tone. Who doesn't want that? It's like an anti-aging pod. The increasing metabolism. They say you can burn up to 600 calories in one session.
Wild.
I know. Helping to detox the body, relaxing muscle tensions, increasing energy level, increasing serotonin, which helps relax the body as well. When I was reading a little bit more into this, there was a study done in 2005 finding in blood samples of newborns it averaged 287 known toxins, and they've barely been around.
Mm-hmm.
So like, we're inundated every single day by toxins, and this is a therapy that can help rid people of the toxins on a daily basis. So
isn't this the machine that Tony
Robbins
uses every day?
The big guy, he uses it almost every day, and if he does it, why shouldn't we?
Everybody should do it.
Interesting. And we probably have 45 seconds before we jump out, but so I hate to even ask this question, but and we'll probably use it as a teaser to come back in. Like, this is another one of those technologies, much like even, you know, the kind of what I would consider basic chiropractic technology, that you would imagine it would be common knowledge. Like, everybody kind of would have some access to that. And I actually won't have you answer it because we're not going to have time, but we'll have you, it'll be our teaser listeners after the break. You know, why are you the one who's out there bringing this to people's attention for the first time? And why isn't this something that we all know about? And hold your answer on
holding.
That one. Hold that thought.
Holding.
And this is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Inspired Life Chiropractic. We have Dr. Rachel with Inspired Life Chiropractic here, telling us all about the not only chiropractic stuff that they do, but the plethora of things that you can find within Inspired Life Chiropractic. We'll be having her answer that teaser after the break. You guys sit in right there. Definitely go to veteranrescuemission.org or homecommunityservices.com to find out more about the show, our great sponsors, and the amazing work we do to connect homeless veterans to housing. We'll be right back. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Inspired Life Chiropractic. Call.
Oh, was that to me?
Yeah, that's you.
Where to call?
Yeah, where to call?
520-390-2966.
And go to inspiredlifechiropractic.com to find out more information.
And everyone's welcome to email me on my email as well. It's Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, at theilgroup.com.
Perfect. And before we went into break, we were teasing it with just the notion, and we talk about this probably every third show I have Dr. Rachel on, about how, for me, you know, and I'm still guilty of it, you know, I should have been incorporating chiropractic care into my life just like I do any other element of self-care or of personal care. Yet it's just a foreign thing to me. I'm still kind of learning from her show by show. And then now she introduces this new space age bobsled technology to me that I'm, you know, she briefly gave us an overview of what that was. I certainly am going to have to re-listen, and I'll be asking so much more questions about it and its benefits and how it works in the future. Dr. Rachel explained to us, like, why is this so foreign to us? Well, how come every time you tell us about this stuff, I feel like I'm hearing about some new space age technologies that some alien delivered to you that only you know about?
It was some guys in the truck. They said it barely got in the elevator, but who cares? It's in there. I always ask, I say the same thing every time. I don't know why people don't know, because, but it's a lifestyle when you get into this, and it's all about education, and people are not, they're just not taught that health is your own responsibility, and that, I was going to say it later, like, health doesn't just happen by mistake. You really have to make an effort for that. Mm-hmm. So, it's, chiropractic is a big part of that, but it's my job to research as many things that can help people as possible. Mm-hmm. And this Hockett machine is one of those things. And I want it for my own health and my husband's and my family's and my friends. And so I want it for my patients too. Mm-hmm. We are, since we're getting this up and running, and I just want to hit the ground running, not pushing the bobsled down the stairs or anything. But,
but that does sound like
sounds
fun.
Super fun.
It's too expensive to do that with, but it sounds like fun.
Super expensive. Yeah, that's like definitely something billionaires would do just for fun. Yeah.
That will be a stationary machine. Don't worry, you will be safe. But I've got an introductory special pricing for, I don't know how many people I'm limiting it to, but it's only going to be provided for so many people. You're supposed to, recommended to do 10 sessions once a year or close together, and I'm going to introduce those 10 sessions at the most discounted price it will be. It's my underground special, and I'm only giving that to people that come in for a consultation. They have to get that pricing in person.
That sounds seedy. I love the underground special.
It does sound,
special.
But yeah, they will be locked into that price for the rest
of their
life.
Do you have to know the password and the handshake?
Just call the number.
Oh, okay.
We'll make an appointment for you. It's fine.
Did you catch what she said? They'll be locked into that price for life. There won't be any price increases on the ones that get in on the ground floor.
Yeah, nice. The underground floor.
The underground
just
floor.
Just because it's a secret, that's all. It's trying to make tunnels. Like a bootlegger special.
I like it. Yeah, for sure. So a little, some whiskey out of the back of a pickup truck. Perfect. So I think you kind of discussed it a little bit, but kind of deep dive a little further, if you will, all pun intended, into some of the best benefits people can gain from the services provided at your office.
And what makes my office different?
And what makes your office different?
Do you like to go to the doctor?
I do not like going to the doctor.
Most people do not like to go to the doctor. I don't go to the doctor. I don't like to.
John has a face like he especially doesn't like to go to
the doctor. Because the only time I go is in the back of an ambulance because I hurt myself.
Yeah, I can
he
see that.
He filled out on life insurance that I was his doctor, and our insurance agent's like, it has to be a primary care, and chiropractors aren't considered primary care in Tucson, Arizona. It's a challenge. But people don't like to go to the doctor, and chiropractic should be a regular thing. So our goal is to make our office as fun and bright and positive as possible so that people enjoy coming to our office and they have fun.
Yeah.
So I think that's what makes us different. Allowing our patients access to multiple modalities under one roof is making things easy for them. Because I talk about chiropractic because that's what I do. And that is it's necessary to be healthy, but we're working with the neuromusculoskeletal system, and that's the entire body. So nerves, muscles, bones, taking pressure off nerves is my job. That helps relax muscles. The joints move better. You have less wear and tear, less chances of arthritis in the future. But massage helps that go faster too. So if I have a massage therapist working with the muscles, they're going to hold their adjustments longer and better. And then you've got acupuncture working different meridian systems associated with organ systems. And so when you remove energy blockages on that, again, adjustments will hold longer. And so we all three, with all our modalities, we're working with the same goal. I tell people, my goal for you is I'm trying to keep your original parts and pieces for as long as possible without drugs or surgery. There is always that need for intervention at times, But that shouldn't be in the mainstream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's wild. It seems like in a lot of ways kind of a one-stop shop. I mean, I'm sure there's probably, you know, has been and more in the future that you could probably add to that plethora of services. But like you're saying, it seems like a little bit for kind of a touches on everything, and they're all connected into a web of kind of holistic care. That's very interesting. What do you, if you were to kind of, and this is kind of an off question before we get to our patient success question, is if you were to say to the listener who hasn't experienced any of this before, what is the low hanging fruit of what they can kind of get in there and start getting a sense of what this is, where do they start?
I would say start with chiropractic, but a lot of people are afraid. And if they're afraid, they can start with anything. I'm always here to educate. Like I said, doctor means teacher, and I'm here to answer questions. It's their care, and they should be involved in it, and not just listening to an ad on TV or reading it in a magazine that this pill is going to fix everything. Mm-hmm. I say start with me because I'm the one that put the office together. I know all of the modalities that we do and what will benefit the person the most, and I can steer them in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And the success story, you know, I love that.
I love it too.
It's always my favorite part.
I love it too. Yeah. I picked a little girl I saw last night. She's been coming in for about a month and a half. Her parents found me. They're just doing research on immune system and how that chiropractic care helps correlate with strengthening the immune system. She is 1.5 on her way to 2 years old, and her parents said she has been on antibiotics basically since she was born, and she's always sick. She's got a rash on her skin all the time, just not healthy. And so we started adjusting her, doing a little nutrition. And last week when she came in, she had a wheezing cough, and she did have to go on steroids, and she did have to have an inhaler use, which I said medical intervention when it's necessary. But they came in last night and said she's more healthy than she's ever been after this round of those steroids and that inhaler, and that is incorporating that chiropractic care. And so it's a process to get her off of the cycle that she's been on, but I love that because that's going to change her life.
That's amazing. Boom mic drop.
Boom.
Nice. Well, that's Dr. Rachel with Inspired Life Chiropractic. Go to inspirelifechiropractic.com or give her a call at 520-390-2966. And as you can see, she can probably change your life in one shape or form. And she's definitely helped me quite a bit, kind of make sure at least my alignment's not off sitting on a wallet that's about 4 inches thick. So thank you for that, Dr. Rachel.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Awesome. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Inspire Life Chiropractic. You stay right there. We'll be back right after the break to speak to the other half of the Inspired with John Spiegel. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I hope you got your potty break. Got a little snack. What do you got? Oh, popcorn there. That looks good. Delicious. Let me get one of those. Oh, thank you. I'm just kidding. I'm not actually there. I'm on the radio. You're silly. You thought I was really there. Yeah. I'm not the one who's crazy. You're the one who's crazy. Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Inspired Life Mortgage. I'm Pastor John McLean. I don't have my co-host here, Andreas. He likes to be out there talking about mental health and how you should believe in yourself. Go to ibelieveinmyself.com to see all the stuff about him. Go to veteranrescuemission.org to see all the stuff about this show, as well as the work that we do to help connect homeless veterans to housing. As I promised, we have a man who needs no introduction, but I'm going to give him one anyways. And certainly once you'll see, once I wind him up, he's going to tell you a few things. His name is John Spur. He is the founder and director and grand poobah of Inspired Life Mortgage. He helped me and my amazing wife purchase the house that we live in, which is easily our dream home. And in my opinion, he is one of the greatest minds that Tucson has to offer on a lot of different areas, but especially on mortgage. So if that doesn't big you up enough and make you float away, welcome to the show, Mr. John Spurr.
I feel like if I would put that on a business card, I'd have to drag a billboard behind my truck. That's what it would be.
Yeah. And it may be worth it because that's a pretty good promotion for what you do.
I mean, those are some great titles. And thank you for the kind words. I appreciate it.
Hold on. You wanted to buy a double-decker bus. So if anybody has a double-decker bus in Tucson for sale, please contact us at our offices.
Yeah, I want a double-decker bus.
Really? What would you do with said double-decker bus?
It was going to be covered in Spartan Life.
Okay.
And we're going to drive it to work.
Just drive it to work.
And pick up rescue dogs.
Okay.
I mean, if you could have a double, if you could have a double-decker bus, why wouldn't you?
I don't disagree with you. I'm just asking the rationale behind it. You know?
There's very little rationale behind it.
I thought there would be a good story.
Oh, there was a story. I was looking on Facebook Marketplace, and I said, oh, there's a fire truck for sale. Uh-huh. And then, oh, a school bus. And he's like, no, we need a double-decker bus. And that's it.
And then the idea was born, and it's lived on ever since.
Now it's out there.
Until the double-decker bus exists in front of your location.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. It's a good marketing ploy, so I don't blame you. Yeah. It'd just be fun to drive around.
Exactly.
With, like, you have family and friends come into town and just go out on the town.
So I can go get it stuck under the 6th Street bridge like everybody else does going into downtown. All right, that went awry real
quick. Yeah, that was it. We just sometimes have a good time, John. Sometimes just have to have a good time. So I hear you do mortgage.
But for I don't know, 3 decades now, just the first short period of time.
Yeah.
I'm pretty new at it.
You're getting it. You're getting it down, I hear. Yeah. I saw, as I think we were like your second or third 100th client that you worked with, you did okay job with us. I appreciate you saving us that couple, $20,000-$30,000 you saved us. I really appreciated that.
Was it Edison that said he didn't fail 199 times at, you know, making a light bulb? He found 199 ways not to do it or something along those lines?
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
I only had to screw up the first 199 mortgages to get yours right.
Well, I appreciate all those people that had to sacrifice for me to work out. And you know, being a veteran and, you know, the theme of the loan that I got was a VA financing and a VA loan. And thankfully, you know, even though I told you, I almost like fought you from even looking into whether I was eligible. What does it look like for someone to be eligible for a VA loan?
So you have to have served in the armed forces, and that includes the U.S. Coast Guard. Mm. And it depends on the time frame that you served. So they have broken it up into different eras and different years, and it determines how long you had to have been active duty. Mm. And in your case, you fell in the Gulf War period, and that was 90 days active duty. And as long as you had 90 days active duty in that time frame, and it doesn't have to be contiguous, it can be 30 here, 15 there, but you have to have a total of 90, then you qualify for VA benefits. It's a little bit different if you're in the National Guard or the Reserves, and there's a different chart and different dates, and it's a longer time of service, and it's not necessarily active duty. It's how long have you been in the Reserves or how long you've been in the National Guard. But the point of that is you didn't think you were qualified, and you more than. And I hear it all the time. And a lot of times it was your same unique situation where your military records weren't updated correctly at the VA. And it took me a couple of days and you were done. And a lot of service members I've come across have been told, I don't think I have VA home loan benefits. It's typically because their records aren't updated correctly.
Interesting. Yeah. And you know, what is another thing that kind of, I wouldn't say blindsided me, because like I was prepared for anything, and you saved me so much money just in being able to get a VA loan, whatever kind of was coming my way, I was prepared for. But, you know, there's something called a VA funding fee, you know, that I kind of learned about as I was going through the process. You know, how much is that, and who do you pay that to?
All right. So the VA funding fee is what runs the VA process so that veterans can do a zero down payment loan. If you're receiving disability pay, you don't pay a funding fee. But one of the things I've come across end of recently is everybody goes, oh, VA's no money down. I don't have to put any money down. There's no benefit to it. But there is. if you put 5% down, your funding fee is 2% less. And so we'll use a $300,000 loan amount as the example because that's the average right now. That's $6,000. So if you put 5% down, you're saving $6,000 on your funding fee. And this came up in a transaction recently that, that the real estate agent told the veteran, well, don't put that money down, just to make a difference in your payment. Well, it does. It makes a huge difference. And they had the money to put down. And so we're going back to doing the down payment. It's saving them over $200 a month on their monthly payment. And you know, the benefit of a lower funding fee. And then to answer, who is it paid to? It's paid to the Veterans Administration. It's money that is used to keep this whole VA lending process going for all veterans that are out there. And that's just kind of a self-funding process.
Yeah. So I didn't have to pay a funding fee. Right?
No, you didn't pay a funding fee.
Interesting. Yeah. And it was just, and I'll tease to, there was a lot of fees that I found that I had to deal with in Traverse as I was going through this process. So when we come back from the break, we'll talk about all those different fees. Have John Spurr with Inspired Life Mortgage explain it to us. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you today by Inspired Life Mortgage and Inspired Life Chiropractic. We're trying to highlight the good in the community. Hopefully you guys are picking it up. I'm Pastor John McClain, sans one Andreas Ruiz today. You guys hang out right there. We got one more segment, and then I'll let you go home. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show. We like to just banter around here. Yeah, we do a radio show as well. This show today is brought to you by Inspired Life Mortgage and Inspired Life Chiropractic. If you want to get a hold of Inspired Life Chiropractic, you can call 520-390-2966. If you want to get a hold of Inspired Life Mortgage, you would call...
Get me on my cell phone at 520-247-3610.
And that charming voice that you hear there, that is John Spurr, founder and director of Inspired Life Mortgage. And before we went to the break, we were talking about VA loans, who's eligible, who's not eligible, how, you know, the misconception people have that they think they're not eligible when they are, and talking about the VA funding fee and how if you're disabled, you don't have to pay that, you know, how there are benefits to paying at that and getting that funding fee down. And as I was discussing through the process of buying the house most recently in October, John actually helped me and my wife purchase a home that we own using the VA loan. I learned that there's also other fees that are involved whether it's the, you know, the very beginning all the way to the day that I get the keys to get into the house, there's fees that are paid. So I guess for our listening audience, John, if you would explain to them, kind of walk them through the chronology of, you know, those beginning fees and what they can expect up until, you know, all the way till the very last day.
So in industry, we refer to them as closing costs and prepaids, and we just loosely throw out there, oh, you're going to have closing costs and prepaids, and we move on. Most LLs, because they don't want to talk about, you know, the rest of the money you have to spend. They just want to get you to the closing table. So you can expect immediately that you're probably going to have to pay for a credit report up front. That's just pretty much normal and standard, and they're going to run somewhere between $50 and $100, depending on what credit reporting agency they're using. Once you have an accepted contract, you're going to have to pay for an appraisal. That's just how it works. You got to pay for it. You got to get the house appraised. And you may want to get inspections done, roof inspection, sewer inspection, termites, so on and so forth. Those inspections you're going to have to pay for. And that's all money out of your pocket up front before we even get into the second negotiating period with the real estate agent and the contract. Then you have the fees at closing when you go to close the transaction. And you're going to have lender fees. You're going to have title fees. You're going to have prepaids. And you're going to have your impound account, which is where we put money to pay your taxes and insurance for you. It's part of your monthly payment, but we have to get that account going so that there's enough to pay for everything. Lender fees are going to be things like processing, underwriting, doc prep, so on and so forth. Now, my company, we don't charge any of those junk fees. The only junk fee that we have, and it's not even a junk fee, it's an underwriting fee. That's how the underwriter gets paid to underwrite the file. But we don't charge processing. We don't charge a doc prep. We don't have any of those other garbage fees. Some other lender fees that we just have to have, we have to do a flood cert So we have to make sure your property is not in a flood zone. We have to do a tax cert to make sure that we know what your taxes are, what county to pay them to, and then every year we make sure your taxes are paid as a one-time fee. Then you get into your title fees. In Arizona, you're required to close at a title company or an escrow company, whatever you want to call it. And they have their set of fees. They have their fees for doing the paperwork, signing, getting the docs recorded. There's this thing called title insurance that you have to have. And then there's an additional policy you can pick if you want called an owner's policy. But those are going to be all the title company fees. So there's quite a bit above and beyond just that down payment that you have in closing costs. And on a normal home in Tucson, again, I'll use a $300,000 loan amount, you're probably looking around $5,000 to $6,000 in closing costs and prepaids that you're just going to have to come to the table with above and beyond your down payment. I think that's what you were talking about when you were saying there just was a whole bunch more that you just didn't know until you knew.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely, like, as we're going through it, that, you know, the, like you're saying, the initial inspection fees, the appraisal fees, the first one you're talking about, the,
you know, credit report inspection.
Yeah, the credit report. Like, you know, those are, I guess, kind of like, in a lot of ways, we know of the process, but you don't, once you start getting into it, like $100 here, $400 there, $300 there, you're like, you don't really expect that stuff. It kind of adds up, but like, it's like, okay, that escalated quickly. And then you get into, you got to put down, I think it was like $2,500 to the title company to hold an escrow.
Your earnest money. Just a good faith that you're going to close on that contract and not just walk away.
And I mean, and again, thankfully, because of you, we had extra money to, so that wasn't really a big deal. And we had, you know, even after we closed, we had extra money left over that we could do some things and do some repairs at the house that the inspection stuff showed us. But I imagine a lot of people probably going even into the home buying process, one, they don't know even how much money they should probably squirrel away to put as their down payment. And two, they're probably not taking into consideration how high those fees may be. So, like, I guess kind of to turn on that, pivot on that question is like, for, let's go back to the $300,000 average home, for your person that's looking to purchase a home, right, that $300,000 home right now, what should they set in their mind? Okay, I need to make sure that I save this much to have to put down to cover everything and make sure I get the keys in my hand without worrying, being too stressed about this process as we go through it.
Wait a minute, ding. I want to chime in.
Go ahead.
It's no surprise that John and I are the same. He's very transparent with all these things. And I listen to him all the time because people don't know about these fees, but he tells them. They just don't listen. And it's like when I tell my patients things, they ask me the same questions. And that's fine. And you'll take the time and answer it. But I think you go above and beyond, and you're probably going to go into it now and like making sure people have the money to survive in that home too.
Yes. So we, first thing I want to say about the closing costs is I don't want people to, that are listening, to go, oh my gosh, I can't buy a house now, there's closing costs. Something is happening right now in the current market is you can get sellers to contribute to paying your closing costs. It's called a seller contribution. We just closed a transaction, it funded today, that the real estate agent, Ray and Sandra, and I worked with the sellers to get the buyer's closing costs paid because they just didn't have the money for it. So the seller contributed and paid all of the buyer's closing costs. And that's something that's happening more often than not. But to go back to the average $300,000 home is really what a first time home buyer is going to be in that 250, 300 range. We'll use 300 because it's easy math. If you're VA, you don't have to have a down payment. So we'll throw that one to the side. But if you're a first time home buyer, you're looking at somewhere between 3% and 5%. So $9,000 to $15,000 you're going to need for a down payment. Now, here's the cool thing about being a first time home buyer. And if you're doing FHA, that down payment can be a gift from a family member, a friend, a relationship. So maybe you have $5,000 and mom and dad are willing to give you $4,000. Well, now you have your $9,000. And then we work with the seller to get them to pay your closing costs. So you could buy a house with 3% down, only have $4,000 of your own money, get a gift from a family member, and we have the seller pay all the closing costs. On the other side of that, you know, $300,000 home, you got to go 5% down for whatever reason, maybe a lower credit score, so you're looking at $15,000, and you have to pay your own closing costs, you're probably going to need $20,000, $21,000 to get into the house. But I know that's a big range, but there's a lot of options in there. And the way you navigate that is finding somebody like me that we can just look at your unique situation, ask the right questions, and then put a plan together and figure out how to get you in the house. I mean, that's what we did for the couple that got their house today, first-time home buyers. They got their keys today, and it was a seven-month process, I will tell you. It was a process of fixing credit, helped them work through some job issues, helped them figure out a plan to save their down payment, and they did. They saved up their down payment. We found a property where the seller was willing to pay their closing costs, and you know what? The two of them and their kids are going to be moving this week into a house that, a lot like you, they didn't think they were going to be able to get a house, and you know, it was a process, but we did it.
Nice. Well, you said the F word. FHA.
It was a three-letter F word.
Yeah, three-letter F word. So who is a good borrower? Who is a good borrower for FHA financing?
I think anybody out there is a first-time home buyer and they're not quite sure where their down payment's going to come from. They're not quite sure how the closing costs are going to get paid. And, you know, FHA was really originally designed for that type of borrower. And we've gotten away from that. A lot of loan, I don't want to say insult a bunch of LOs out there, but loan officers got lazy. It was easy to get money because interest rates were cheap and low. There were tons of grant programs, tons of first time home buyer down payment assistance programs. Down payment assistance doesn't work when rates are already 5, 6, 7% because on down payment assistance, it's even a higher rate. But FHA was designed for first time home buyers that needed help and could allow you to use gift funds from family members or so on and so forth, allow the sellers to contribute to the closing costs, allow the real estate agent, allow me, the lender, to contribute to the closing costs so we can get you into a home. That was its original intention. And we've gotten away from that. And I think we're in a marketplace. I know we're in a marketplace where we need to get back to that's what it's for.
Nice. And I guess, tell me about the FHA borrower that just received their keys today. And we only have probably about 30 seconds. So tell me, like, in John Spur speed.
And it's just what I was talking about. You know, they came to me 6, 7 months ago with credit problems. They were living in a family member's house rent free. They really wanted to buy a house. They didn't have a lot of income. They haven't saved up. And so we just work together month in, month out. Every other week, I'm talking to them. Where are we at? Did you complete this step? And guided them through the process. And they worked hard and they saved up their down payment. We figured out how to get their closing costs for them. And they're in a house and they are super happy. And they were realistic about what they could afford. And so if you're realistic and you want to put in the work, I will stand right there beside you and help you make it happen.
Man, that's cool. You have the coolest job in the world. You're kind of like Santa Claus with houses. Like, you get a house, you get a house, everybody gets a house.
It's just the biggest Christmas present ever, right?
That's right. Yeah same thing. Well, and how can people get a hold of you?
Get me on my cell phone, 520-247-3610.
Awesome. Well, this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Inspired Life Mortgage and Inspired Life Chiropractic. Check them out on the internets or give them a call. We'll catch you next week. This is Common Good. I'm Pastor John. And hopefully we'll have Andreas next week. What do you think? Yeah. Well, God bless.